The Bermuda Triangle, is it a portal into another dimension or a physical hotbed of magnetic anomalies? Invisibility technology, are we any closer to scientifically making it possible to disappear? And shapeshifters, can people really change their bodies in the physical plane? If I'm speaking your language, get on board for the June issue of the After Dark magazine, the official four-color magazine edited just for Coast to Coast AM listeners, with regular features such as Dr. Sky, oddities, and a rundown of last month's guests and websites on the back page. And there's always an editorial written by me. Read my tribute to my father, Gabriel, and what he did when I was a kid to help me become the host of Coast to Coast AM. Subscribe now. The lines are open. 1-888-727-5505. That's 1-888-727-5505. It's $39.95 for 12 monthly issues. Or subscribe online at coasttocoastam.com.
If you happened to hear something on the show last night or last week, did you know that all the guest information and show information is available online at www.coasttocoastam.com? The webmaster Lex has posted everything, right down to the bumper music. Now also on the website is a service called Streamlink for about 15 cents a day. You can have access to live streaming audio no matter where you are, as long as you're close to a computer, as well as archive shows from the last 90 days. You can hear the show on your computer anytime you wish. Plus, you'll have access to George Norrie's Tuesday Night Chats. Get the inside story on the show and the inside story on what's going on Coast to Coast. Just log on to coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com. Now you can hear Coast to Coast AM on demand. You'll be glad you did. You never know what you'll hear on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
I get calls every day from friends who have never gone through this before, and they say, well, what's going to happen? How bad is it going to get? We will eventually get out of it, because this is a system that eventually will find itself. It happens all the time. It works if it's left alone to work. Unfortunately, what's happening right now is there's just too much greed and corruption involved. But even though you're going to go through this storm-tossed sea, and you're going to go through a big storm, believe me, there will be victims along the way, and there will be companies that die, but there will be new industries that pop up, as bad as it feels and as bad as it seems. And believe me, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. It is bad. But I will tell you this. This country is going to be back on top again economically, and we'll be better for it as people. We really will.
Now we take you back to the night of August 14th, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
You know, newspaper people call me up all the time, and they ask me to describe this program, and I never can. And this is why, this is another reason why. It's impossible. It's just what happens. Okay, my guest is Mr. Fidget. Who is Mr. Fidget? Well, if you're just joining us, there's no way I can possibly explain that to you. But we'll put him back on the air again here in a minute. I've got a fax here, actually two announcements I've got to make. One, tomorrow night, something that a lot of people have been waiting for, Kathy Keaton, who is an amazing lady. She's Bob Guccione's wife. She had a death sentence with cancer. And I've had a million faxes and emails and stuff about the Guccione hour we did. So tomorrow night, Kathy Keaton is going to come on and tell us first person about her cancer and what she did about it. That'll be in the first hour. In the Pacific Time midnight hour, Dr. J. Gordon Melton will be here, and he's going to talk about, you're not going to believe this, vampires. He's going to talk about vampires. So, there you have it. Also, I just got a fax from Ed Dames, who was here last night while I was fidgeting. And you'll just never know how true that is. He sends the following facts. Art, as promised, SciTech has tackled and solved the March 1997 Phoenix Lights mystery. Ed Frolics here. You call, we haul. A real surprise in store. Would you like to see the lights over Phoenix again? Or any other city? Even Pahrump, for that matter? I'll be detailing the event source, including the who, what, and exactly how these lights can be made to reappear anytime for a virtual on-demand performance. You just have to know how to do it. Absolutely nifty and amazing stuff. Sleep well, I will, Ed. Oh, Ed. So there you are. So we're left with that little tease. And now back to Mr. Fidget. Yeah, that's right. Hey, you're still there, huh?
Yeah, I'm here.
Isn't it getting cold out there or something?
Well, now let's give a big hello, Art Bell.
Hello, Art Bell.
Yeah, so we got a little group of folks here. Art, you know, people are suggesting that I give out an address. I do have an address that is, you know, prepared to receive mail addressed to me, and it is set up as a company thing. So, like, if people want to contact me, I don't know how long it's going to be until we've got it all put together. But what I can tell you is I've got top men working on it.
Well, let me tell you something. I've already got several faxes from people who say they would be glad to act as a distributor.
Or a
manufacturer or whatever for fidgets.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a lot of faxes here like it's, that. So
Let me give my number here, and my address.
Your number.
Yeah, not my number. God help me, I wouldn't be able.
Are you sure you even? Is it a mailing address only?
Yes, it's a mailing address only. If anybody shows up here, the P.O. box thing is going to say, "You and your fidget mentality, get out of here." So, but she'll be happy to receive the mail.
Why are they writing to you?
Okay. Here's what we'll do. If they do send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will at the very least get them a catalog. If they include...
You have a fidget catalog?
I've got 30 different kinds of them to make. I mean, those five kinds that I sent you, Art, is pretty much what I'm going to start with. But
I need to ask you, by the way, about another type of fidget.
Uh-huh.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
You know, I've got the one here.
Well, let me finish the mailing thing just so that it's done.
Okay? Yeah, all right.
And let me tell them So if you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will send you some sort of information catalog with several different models of fidgets available and the costs and how long it'll take me to get them to you. If you send me a check or money order for $5, I will guarantee that you get some sort of a great fidget that you'll never be sorry to have gotten. And I can't say exactly what it's going to be because it depends on what... Well, I have stock on hand, but what I can say is I've never had anybody get one of my fidgets and then turn around and say, "Oh, I'm sorry I got this." Because let's keep in mind, we live in a society where you go to a movie for $7, you get an hour and 42 minutes of entertainment,
right?
And you leave with nothing. And if you want stress relief, you go to a therapist for $75 an hour. $5 is a good deal.
No, it is. I've got to agree. I mean, I really do agree. It's just that you got to be sure you follow through with your fidget orders if you get a lot of them.
I have business partners. There's people standing right here that would go to work with me making fidgets right now.
You mean like people that you just met?
No, I've actually been engaged in having a logistical manager and dealing with my fidget operation for 6 months now. And, you know, our relationship has gone through, you know, tides and turns. And ever since that assault thing happened a couple months ago, it's changed my mental psyche. You know, I went from being a artist who's been pushing up the hill to, you know, being thrown down and embarrassed and humiliated in front of a crowd of people. And that had a detrimental effect. And
oh, this happened in front of a whole crowd of people, huh?
Yeah, there was a whole line of witnesses that saw me effectively at some business, which will remain nameless. They have a no-bike, skateboard, or rollerblade policy, and I asked him about what that meant, and he told me what it meant, and I responded to try to understand what it meant. And then another guy I wasn't even talking to turned around and said, "Well, if you don't like the policy, you can leave." I said, "Well, hey, I don't have a problem with policy." He said, "I told you to leave." I said, "Hey, you treat me like that. You're right, I'm going to leave, but I need my bike." He said, "No, you get across the tracks right now or you're going to jail for trespassing." And I said, "Hey, look, you moron, you can't take my bike." And then they threw me down on the ground, and
yeah,
so I got four witnesses.
Was this an actual cop or like a rent-a-car?
That was a rent-a-car. It was a company security guard.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, though, he was doing the best thing that he could do. I don't fault that man, because he wouldn't have made that decision if he didn't think it was the right thing to do. But in the future, I'd like to see that company have a mediation
program. Well, why would they write tickets in 1970?
Well, I don't know. Or maybe someday I'll send you a copy of that ticket. It's hilarious. Who knows? It was a fluke. Maybe the guy was in another. I don't know.
All right.
What I can say is I like fidgets, and they work real good.
Well, actually, you know what? I've been sitting here. I'm a pretty heavy smoker. And I've been fidgeting now for about an hour and a half at least, and not smoking. So
wow, I told you the guaranteed method to quit smoking. Promise to fidget instead.
Yeah.
So let me give you a couple like over the phone instructions for your fidget. You know, the square one. Do you have that there?
Well, no, I don't. I have one fidget here that I kind of have taken a liking to.
It's the fancy one, isn't it? It's the fancy one.
No, well, no, it isn't actually. It's the one with
the two rings and all the links in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one my mom used to quit smoking after 29 years smoking every day.
Is that right?
Yep, she's been an smoker.
Okay, but I wanted to ask you about, this other fidget, the one with all the rings and circles inside the circles.
Yep.
What is that?
Well, after I'd been making fidgets for about a year, I had bought 4,000 key rings, and I was sitting in Denny's in Boulder, Colorado with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I went in there with a big old handful of key rings, and we put them down on the table. I said, let's see what we can make. And he put together one of those little things, and he called it a skew. P-S-Q-U-E is how he spelled it, but I shortened it to S-K-E-W just for people's...
Skew.
Skew. It's a skew. You know, it's always a skew. It's always at different angles.
Oh, very good. Yes, right.
Yeah. And it's basically, that's got to be some sort of a universal law, you know, because it's all circles, you know. It's got to be some sort of process law.
Are there people who think that you're one fidget short of a full fidget set?
You know, there are probably a few people that think I ought to have some counseling, you know.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't.
You wouldn't argue with him necessarily?
Well, I wouldn't argue with him necessarily, no, because I've had a real traumatic background. But, I challenge them to do what I do based on what I've done. You know what I'm saying? I continue to show up every day in my life and do the little things that it takes to get through.
All right. Let's go back to the phones here.
Yes, sir.
All right. First time caller line, you're on the air with Mr. Fidget.
Hi. This is Phil from Santa Cruz.
You're in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, I'm the pirate radio guy that came by to the home.
No, I don't believe it.
I'm serious. I got home. I had to come back and flip the tape.
Are you actually? You're not rebroadcasting.
I'm not broadcasting you, but we listen to a bunch of things. We listen to the cops in the area. shortwave.
And you rebroadcast the cops?
No. Well, maybe in an artistic format later after the date that it happens.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, we listen to you.
What frequency are you on?
We're on 96.3 FM.
96.3 FM?
There's actually a few of us. I actually have some email from some other pirates, and we kind of talk about your show sometimes.
We sure are on the air, too, Art. You know, sometimes I'll just scan around on the dial, and I'll run into them because they got something interesting on. Like, one time they were replaying interviews with the Black Panthers or, you know, all sorts of different stuff. It's a neat station. Although, I have to say also, sometimes they're playing stuff a little too hard for my taste. But that doesn't mean that there isn't somebody out there who's really enjoying it.
We actually met. We were broadcasting from a hilltop out of this bike cart contraption that we pull around on a bike on a mobile broadcast system.
So you can scoot if you need to.
Yeah, well, they tore our house down about a week before that.
And what?
So, the city did. The FCC didn't. They found they condemned our house, and we made the national news. It was a big scene.
I missed that.
Oh, you missed that.
They condemned your house for what?
Well, the only thing they talked about on the news was something about urine bottles being thrown at the police, but it never really
happened.
You didn't
do that, did you?
No, we didn't, actually.
That would have been awful.
Actually, the videotape shows the police throwing what looks like bottles of urine off the roof. But
well, that I find it hard to believe, too.
Yeah. It's a big gaggle. But I have a fidget.
Do you?
And it got me through on the first caller line. I've ever been able to get through with my fidget. I decided I'd give it a try.
That's it. If you want to get through to Art Bell, you better get a fidget.
There's a report from Fidget Land. They work on the first caller line.
So you found a new place to live, I take it?
For the time being. But we don't broadcast from our house.
You're not flying the Jolly Roger up above or anything?
We were when they came to tear the house down. We have a really interesting picture of the FCC car driving underneath it.
You do?
Yes.
I'd love to have a copy of that.
Oh, it's supposed to be on the Free Radio Berkeley website, but I definitely can send you a copy of that.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be sure to get that up.
Okay.
Would you send it?
Yes, I'll definitely send it, because they didn't put it up on the website that we last sent it to. So, yeah, I'll definitely send it to you.
All right, 96.3, behind bars, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, wild card line, you're on the air with Mr. Fidget. Hello.
Oh, Mr. Fidget, still there?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was some kind of plot going on. My radio station cut away an hour early. I figured, I'll catch him on the internet, and they're playing Major Ed Dames all over again. Just kick that off.
That's impossible.
That's what's going on.
Really?
Uh-huh. So I think it's some kind of plot.
Well, you know, our...
Anyway, look, he's here, so if you have a question, fire away.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering how I could become a fidget producer.
Oh.
A fidget? To make your own fidgets?
Yeah, work for you, more or less. So.
One thing I can say is I don't want anybody working for me because I've worked for a bunch of people. I don't mind people working with me, but I'm never going to have anybody work for me. So if you want to work with somebody, we could work something out. But if you want to work for somebody, you got to find somebody that's willing to have people work for them.
Okay, I didn't know how you were going
to
work that.
Well, what you ought to do is write to him. He gave out his address. Did you get it?
No, I didn't.
Well, do you want it?
Sure do.
I'll scoot it out real quick here. It's here you go. If you send me an inquiry, a distributor inquiry, I'll answer it the best that I possibly can. My address is 309 Cedar, C-E-D-A-R, Street, number 4A, Santa Cruz, California, 95060.
95060.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Thank you much.
All right. Take care. Yep. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Mr. Fidget. Hello.
Hey there. How the hell y'all doing?
Good morning.
Pretty damn good, sir. Turn your radio off.
Hang on.
It's been a slack night on that, Art. Most people had it off already, huh?
Well, yeah, hello
been
there.
Good, been pretty good. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Okay. My name is Zach. I'm calling you out of Dallas.
Dallas. Okay.
Yeah. Got a question for you, Mr. Art Bell.
Okay.
It's the third time I've listened to your station. First time caller.
Yes.
Interesting stuff on the radio. Great stuff. Very different. I'm happy finally someone's talking about what's really on their mind instead of you know,
gobbledygook.
Exactly. instead of this BS. So anyway,
what?
Okay, that was the comment to you, Mr. Bell. Mr. Fidget, sir.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Well, I have to tell you, I've been better and I've been worse, but I've never been quite the same.
Okay, that's a good answer, and that's what I expected from you. Seriously, that was the answer I expected, which is that, you know, cool. I like
Let me ask you a question.
Please do.
Since you've got your life experience, what gets you up out of bed in the morning? Why do you want to show up and live your life?
Okay, well, I live my life so one day I will be able to provide a very, I live my life to make a lot of money. That's what I do.
Ooh.
Do you really want to make a lot of money, or do you just want to be happy and you think that the money is what's going to bring that to you?
I think, for my personal, I mean, I'm 19 years old, first of all. Okay? I'm a student.
Mm-hmm.
I wait tables. That makes me, that gives me a lot of money, you know, while I'm going to school.
Very social job. Looks like we got a break coming up, huh, Art?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, I thought I heard the little music going there in the background.
There is.
Let me say this in waiting and stuff. The secret to money is to be happy, and if you're happy, the money will follow. If you're doing something that you're unhappy with, you got to find something that you can do with a smile on your face, or why do you want to get up in the morning?
That's serious wisdom for you, Colin.
I believe that, I hate what I do. I hate waiting tables. I do. That's honest. You know, that's about as honest as it gets.
But. Well, then go find something that'll make you smile when you get up in the morning. All right, we've got a break here. It's the bottom of the hour, and I don't have the slightest idea what we're doing.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, tonight featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from August 14th, 1997.